This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday as we cruise through the end of the week. We are going to talk a little bit about Arctic Frost and things being illegal. We have a funny little analogy, pretty appropriate, about politicians handing out things versus taking things away. Why I don't take phone calls. Somebody is fully radicalized and wants to know if he's half a communist. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I wanted to begin here because it touches on something we addressed earlier this week. Arctic Frost, just, I know you already know, but Arctic Frost is that FBI operation that was launched against Republicans. They used the 2020 election and the Republicans that had a problem with it, including obviously Donald Trump, they used it as an excuse to essentially run an operation against Republican senators, against activists on our side, groups like Turning Point USA. They used it as an excuse to gather intelligence and attack their political opponents. It's one of those things you read about, and if you have any sense of justice at all, you say to yourself, oh my gosh, anybody who even flirted with this has to go to prison. You can't use the FBI against your political opponents. You can't just grab the donor lists of major conservative organizations. You can't do that. This shouldn't be allowed to happen. How could this happen? And now that it happened, who's going to jail? These are the things I say when I read this stuff. I know it's what you say too. But I got an email, or not an email, it was a text message, and I cannot and will not elaborate on who it is from. I may not have any integrity, but I am the last human being on the planet who does believe in privacy and protecting people's information. I protect yours. I don't give your name unless you say so. I got a text from someone who would know, and that's all I will say. And this person informed me, and I read it all to you, that nobody's probably going to go to jail for Arctic Frost because none of it was technically illegal. Remember, don't you have to get a judge to sign off? Sure you do. They went to Judge Boasberg, that communist judge who's been giving out all these injunctions against the Trump administration. Clearly just a communist activist there on the court designed to smash Republicans and protect Democrats. Who do they go to get approval for all this? Judge Boasberg. So anyway, this email said, Jesse, you mentioned due to info from your sources, it is highly unlikely there will be people going to jail for Arctic Frost because they, quote, did nothing illegal. Is this because of the Patriot Act, which, if I understand correctly, allows the president to declare certain people or groups of people to be terrorists without any justification? If not, why is what they did legal? So it's not only the Patriot Act. That is part of it. But I have given out this credit before, and I'm going to give it out again. When 9/11 happened, Americans like you and like me were saddened and they were outraged, and we started to learn more and more about Islamic Jihad and their ongoing war against the West, and we have 3,000 dead Americans on our hands and the Pentagon, and it was just awful. Just awful. And in our outrage, we did something that is the most human thing in the world. We looked to the authorities, we looked to the government, and we said, somebody do something. Hey, 3,000 Americans just died. You better do something. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to the people who did this? And what are you going to do to make sure this never happens again? What are you going to do? And as we have discussed before, we had this discussion many times during COVID. That exact moment is the moment throughout history that dooms civilizations. The moment where the people tell the politicians, do whatever you have to do, just do something. Take care of it. Just make sure we're angry, we're sad, you go handle it. It dooms people. And in response to 9/11, as we sifted through everything, wait a minute, they're over here in our country taking flight lessons? We gave these people flight lessons? What the, how could you? As we learned more and more, the federal government began to expand its domestic powers. It began to expand those powers. Okay, so what we need to do is we need to be able to spy on American citizens if they're terrorists. Well, you may be against that now that we're far enough down the road, but if it's right after 9/11, if it's the year 2002, that probably sounds pretty appealing to you. Yeah, sounds good. Let's do it. Okay, well, maybe you have enough sense in that moment to say, hold on. That sounds like the kind of thing a tyrannical government would abuse at some point in time. We have to have some kind of safety check on this, right? To which they responded, of course. You know what we'll do? We'll have a special court, a FISA court. And this special court, it's going to have special judges, and they're going to have to sign off on all this domestic spying stuff. This way it can't be abused, you see? You just get a judge who has to sign off on it, then we'll be fine. But history doesn't lie. It didn't take the communists long to figure out if we want to deploy the federal government, the forces of the federal government against our political enemies, we have to first fill up the courts with our judges, committed communists who wear judges' robes, and then we have to classify our political opponents as terrorists, as communists have always done throughout history. Not Republicans, not conservatives, not anti-communists, not people on the right, terrorists. Terrorists, domestic terrorists, domestic terrorists. Do I need to play for you? I'm not going to do it, but do I need to play for you a montage from the 4 years of Joe Biden where everybody from Biden to Dome to Christopher Wray to Merrick Garland, all of them, domestic terrorism. And by the way, it's from the whiteies. It's the white supremacists. It's white supremacists. Domestic terrorists. Why was that such a common term? Over and over and over and over and over again, you heard Democrats say domestic terrorists, domestic terrorism. What was the angle behind it? Because you've never met a white supremacist in your life, and you probably never will. What was the angle? There was an angle. The angle was quite simple. We created laws that allowed our government to go after domestic terrorists. We created judges that had to sign off on such a thing. And, you know, we had no problem when it was some ISIS guy in Michigan who was getting ready to shoot up a school. Yeah, sounds good. Looks like it's working well. But frankly, it was only the Ron Paul libertarians who were forward-thinking enough to see, hey, you guys know the federal government's going to use that on innocent people one day, right? You know the federal government, they're going to create a January 6th style situation and then throw out a dragnet where they hunt down innocent Americans who maybe sauntered through the Capitol for years. You know the federal government's going to hunt down school board moms with all this, right? calling them domestic terrorists. Did you know the FBI had a meeting when moms were getting angry at school board meetings? And that meeting, it involved which terrorist threat label to put on patriotic American parents who didn't want their kids reading tranny porn in the library. So much of this stuff is evil and legal because we, myself included, because I was a young man who was all about this hunting down domestic terrorists, we did not fully understand and appreciate that when you give the federal government power, eventually evil tyrants will find a way to use that power against their domestic political opponents. The CIA operates domestically now. That is completely banned. Central Intelligence Agency was knee-deep involved in the operation against President Trump. That's a frightening place to be as a country. Let's move on. Why don't I take phone calls? We'll do some other emails. Some guys radicalized. So much more still to come. Before we do that, maybe you're in pain. You in pain? Doesn't it suck? Isn't it just soul-destroying? What did you used to do when you weren't in pain and now you don't because it hurts? Maybe you played some golf, but now it's your shoulder. Maybe you used to garden, but you're back. What if Relief Factor could give that back to you? How much would your life be better because of Relief Factor? Relief Factor doesn't mask your pain for a short time. It helps your body eliminate it, purge it. It builds up in your system over time. The longer you take it, the better it works. Over 1 million people have already tried it. Relief Factor is growing like gangbusters because it works. And people are telling their friends. Try it for 3 weeks. $19.95, 3 weeks. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The media is very, very upset about all this grand jury stuff for John Brennan.
And now this Justice Department wants to look at all of this again. And, you know, whether they ever file criminal charges, it's going to cause people to have to hire lawyers, to go before grand juries, to have to provide records. It's a lot of pain that they are prepared to impose on former government officials and others on it.
And maybe that is the point.
Oh. Are they going to have to hire lawyers? Show up for court dates and things? I would love to talk to, in fact, I have talked to, the over 1,000 January 6ers, almost all of them just normal patriotic Americans who were financially destroyed because the federal government declared war on them. People who don't have John Brennan's bank account, James Comey's bank account. That's a good point, Chris. Some of them ended up killing themselves, losing their families. Many lost their jobs, completely wiped out. Many, almost all of them, you can't even pretend as if they did anything wrong. Certainly nothing that rises to the level of domestic terrorism. Some of them walked through the doors of the Capitol building with a cop holding the door open for them. Lives destroyed. So you'll have to forgive me if the prospect of John Brennan going broke doesn't give me the weepies. In fact, I find it freaking hilarious. Jesse, why don't you take phone calls? You're probably the only talk show host who doesn't. All right. So let me explain this, and I'm going to try to be very, very nice. Because you know how nice. What, Chris? Why are you making that face? No, you don't know what I'm going to say. I'm actually going to be nice, unlike you. Yes, I am. So here's what it is. I do not have an important job. I am not an important person. I don't have any delusions of grandeur. about what I do for a living. I do a radio show. I have a TV show. And I understand political activism is important. I do view it as being important as far as that goes, but I'm not important. You know what my job is, the way I look at my job? I have 15 minutes with you in the car as you make dinner with the kids, maybe driving them to school or sports practice. Maybe you're mowing the lawn. Maybe you're pounding nails. But whatever. You, with endless options, have chosen to listen to me. And you have endless options, right? You've chosen to listen to me. I have 15 minutes with you to make your day a little better. Maybe informative. Maybe you'll laugh. Maybe we'll cry. Maybe you'll learn something. I don't know. But 15 minutes, maybe 30. That's what I have. Do you want to listen to a phone call or do you want to listen to me? You can call anybody. You know what? That phone where half of you are listening right now, how many contacts do you have in your phone? You're listening to me. Why? Why don't you call one of the people in your contacts? Why? You know why? Because it's freaking boring. That's why. Phone calls suck. They're freaking horrible. And everybody knows it, and no one wants to admit it. When you have a radio show and they take phone calls, you have never once looked forward to it in your life unless you were the person on the phone getting the phone call. When you're listening to the host you want to listen to talk about whatever, that's what you tune in to hear. You don't tune in to hear Marty from Sheboygan talk about whatever. You don't. I don't. Remember, long before I did radio, I listened to it. When I was driving, working construction, I listened to it. I did the same thing you did when they go to phone calls. Oh, gosh, here we go. Radio hosts use phone calls as a crutch. When they don't have anything to talk about, they can't fill 3 hours, so you go to the phones and you let Marty have his 5 minutes on the phone, brutally trying to get a point out, which he probably will never actually get out at all. I will not do that to you. I will not do that to me. It's the reason I don't have many guests. It's the reason I never take phone calls. We experimented with phone calls for a short while. Chris, when's the last time we did a year? Chris started laughing. Maybe more than a year. When's the last time we did it? I don't even remember. Were there some good ones? Of course there were. On heartfelt nights, especially when we're asking funny things, there can be good ones. But overall, when I go to the phones, if I ever did such a thing again, what are my chances that phone call is going to be entertaining? Something you want? 10%? Let's be generous. Let's say it's 50%, which it's definitely not. Let's say it's 50%. Well, you're sitting there pounding nails. You're making dinner for the kids. There's now a 50% chance I just dumped all over your time with me. Nope. Won't do it. Done with it. Let's get a little bit more in depth and talk about someone who's extremely malcontented before we talk about that. Let's talk about Fred. My mom is in town. Therefore, Fred is disloyal again. When she comes over, she brings him toys. She snuggles with him the entire time. Then she takes him for a walk. And then when she brings him back and drops him off, he lays by the front door whimpering for her and ignoring the rest of the family. So Fred's kind of on the outs with Ob right now. That means I have to get done and get home in time to sprinkle rough greens on his food because Ob may not even give it to him tonight. That's how much of a traitor she thinks Fred is when my mom comes to visit. Are you sprinkling rough greens on your dog's food? We give it to him because he's going to live longer, because we never have to go to the vet anymore. He doesn't have digestive problems anymore. Live nutrients. Go to roughgreens.com, use the promo code Jesse, and get a free Jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. So I'm about to, again, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday because I have a work thing tomorrow. Don't blame me. I'm about to read an email from somebody. It's very honest. I feel like it may speak to you. It certainly speaks to me a little bit on occasion. Okay, on occasion, not all the time, but here it goes. Jesse, I got in a fight with a commie rat recently, and my wife gave me the stupid line, "You two don't get along because you're too much alike." But I started thinking and realized that I may be the far, far right version of a communist. I am definitely a malcontent. I've had some tough breaks and I'm a white male. I'm radicalized. I'm so jaded and cynical. I hate everything and everyone. If I only won 99 out of 100 islands, I'd be mad. I'm ungrateful because the only thing I'd be grateful for would be someone punishing commies. I don't care about anything else. The only guy I want to vote for is the one who would promise to throw journalists and communists in prison, who would talk openly about violence, because the other side does this without repercussions, and so now I demand it on my side. Do I qualify as a communist? And he finishes it, asking for a friend. I would never want bad things to happen to anybody. Okay. There's not a thing in the world wrong with being mortified by what has happened to Democrats in this country. The violence, the celebration and encouragement of more violence, the mass importation of foreigners, abortion on demand, it's a list of horrors as you go down the list. The widespread LGBTQ demon filth that of course now is in the schools, it's totally okay to be mortified by it, all right? It's totally okay. In fact, I would encourage you to have a righteous anger inside of you. However, anger, being angry about something, there's nothing wrong with that. Contrary to what feminized Christianity says, it's actually even in the Bible, there's a time for it. There is a time for it. You should hate what is evil. There is a time for it. However, don't allow anger to become bitterness. And this can happen to all of us. It has happened to me on multiple occasions, especially since I started being involved in politics. I've been in politics for 20 years. That's when I got out of the Marine Corps, probably right about 2004. Yeah. Probably not long, probably about 20 years ago is when I decided to run for Congress. Probably 20 years, I got hyper-political and I got involved. And I have had many moments where I've been very, very angry. I've had many moments, especially in the wake of things like Donald Trump's attempted assassination, Charlie Kirk's successful assassination, where I thought to myself, all right, it's time to start throwing communists out of helicopters. I've had that moment. But you need to let that moment pass for two different reasons. The first reason is for you, for selfish reasons. Let's say you're a totally selfish person. You only care about yourself, your family, all right? I wouldn't encourage that, but let's say that's the truth. You're going to make yourself more miserable than you'll ever make communists if you allow this to consume you. Bitterness consumes you. It is a poison that will kill you. It will make you older. It will make you worse at everything in your life, your personal life, business. Learn to consume politics, maybe even get mad about politics, and then learn to let it go. Laugh. Walk away from it. I have told you this, and maybe this will help you, but this is me. This is what I do in my own life. You know how much I care about this stuff. You and me, we talk about it every day. I care a lot. You know, I don't consume hardly any of it on the weekend. Almost none. At night, my producers have learned I don't want political texts and things like that, unless it's funny. Now, don't get me wrong, me, Chris, Corey, we're on a text exchange, but it's a bunch of funny memes and things like that and jokes. But if it's Thursday night, it's 9 o'clock, and I'm with my wife, I'm with my kids, we're hanging out. Don't text. Did you see what Joe Biden did? Leave me alone. I'll find that out the next day. Leave me alone. I don't do that because I don't care. I do that because I care so much that will now affect the rest of my night with my wife and with my kids. And I've watched it happen many times before in dark times in this country. I've brought it home with me to where my wife will ask, are you okay? I'll pace around the house. I won't sit down. I'll be restless and brooding because I don't let it go. I'm so mad about this election or what this scumbag said or what this did. And you've heard me blow gaskets on the radio. I don't do it often. I try not to do it often. But you, as you can probably tell, it's quite genuine when it happens. When I lose my freaking mind on here, it's very genuine. On those days, I carry it home. It's part of the reason I don't do it. I'm not better. As soon as the microphone turns off, when I get in my car, when I walk in the door, my wife can see it. My kids can see it. It's like a freaking storm cloud walked in. It's, oh boy, here we go. And I don't go in screaming and throwing things, but I'm just not there. If politics does this to you, consume it briefly and then let it go. Let it go for the night. Let it go on the weekend. If you see me on social media put something political up on the weekend, it's because I've got a little time where I'm not doing anything. I'm at a kid's sporting event and there's a long lag. I'm waiting for Rob to get dressed. I have a minute, pop in, and I'll pop right back out. This stuff matters. It is important. Our country matters. The fight we are in matters a lot. It's really, really important. I'm not dismissive of that. Learn to compartmentalize. Don't let anger turn into bitterness. Don't let that happen. Doesn't make you a communist. Just means you're letting it consume your life. That's one aspect of it. Here's the next reason you should let it go. And this is important that you learn to let it go. It's not just for personal reasons. You mentioned a desire for violence. I want to throw all the communists in prison. I want to throw commies out of helicopters. Okay. It's almost impossible to kill your way out of a problem. It is. History proves it to be the case. And what happens is, when people start trying to kill their way out of a problem, this group of people or that group of people, they have to die. It doesn't solve the problem. So they kill more. And then they try to kill more. And then they try to kill more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And there's never enough. And the problem doesn't get solved. Look, let's set aside all morality. If I thought killing people would help save the country, I'd be sitting here campaigning for it. It doesn't. We are not going to hurt or kill people and save America. We are going to aggressively get involved in politics. We are going to do the blocking and tackling that wins elections. When we take power, we will arrest and prosecute criminals. You know, we don't have to arrest every Democrat. That's insane. People who commit crimes, especially ones who commit crimes with their government power, have to go to prison. That is how we win. That is long-term how you win and save a country. All right? All right. And make sure you're putting your money where your morals are. That hasn't gone away just because the corporate world isn't waterboarding you with rainbow propaganda. The corporate world is just as communist as it always was. They're just a little more afraid of you now. Do you know why they're a little more afraid of you? Because you started putting your money where your morals are. You started taking your money away from Verizon, from AT&T, from T-Mobile. Verizon gathered up the information of people on the right, and they couldn't wait to hand it over to the secret police so they could throw you in prison. Are you going to reward them with your money? when you could switch to Pure Talk? Pure Talk will save you a fortune. I promise you that. Average family saves $1,000 a year. They make it easy, and you get to speak to Americans in customer service who speak English, based right here at home. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. My wireless company, Pure Talk, I'm proud of them. Proud to speak for them. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. To touch on what we were touching on a little bit earlier about young people just aren't seeing opportunities. This is Alex Karp. Listen to this.
And I think the average, you know, Ivy League grad voting for this mayor is highly annoyed that their education is not that valuable. And the person down the street who knows how to drill for oil and gas, who's moved to Texas, has a more valuable profession. And I think that annoys the fuck out of these people.
I've heard this. Why are all these rich young New Yorkers collaborating with the foreigners to install a communist who's going to burn New York City to the ground? It's just revenge. How many times have I told you that's what they sell? It's the religion of the malcontent. They're always selling revenge. And people on the right always convince themselves that you'll just point out how it won't work, why it won't work. No, free rent won't work. Free buses won't work. Government-run grocery stores won't work. Don't you get it? No, they get it. They don't care. They're not worried about what works and what doesn't work. They're worried about hurting people. What, Chris? Chris said, do you think when Norm sees New York burning, it'll wake him up? No, of course not. No. No, human beings do not react the same way. They don't react the way that you will react. This is going to sound mean. It's not meant to be mean. It's actually meant to be a compliment, but you are very weird. Do you know that? You are very weird. You are sitting on your lawnmower right now. You could be listening to Led Zeppelin. You could be listening to some history podcast, worship music. Why are you listening to me? Because you have an interest in the world around you. You have an interest in political power. You want to understand how it works. You want to discuss it with friends and family. That makes you odd. You are odd. I hang out with normal people, as I've told you about, and they're all Republicans. And politics will come up from time to time. But if I go, we just hung out for the World Series for Game 7 the other night. I think there were 10, 12 of us. We all gathered just to watch the game. It was really just an excuse to eat and gather and be together. And the game was on. And it was 5 hours, I think, a 5-hour affair. Maybe. 10 minutes of political talk ever of any kind. They're not interested. Now, you know me. I would have been happy to discuss it. You want to talk about the yes, no, that they're not interested. You're weird. I am weird. We are odd, odd, odd people. So normies, what Norm and Norma understand is what affects them at any given moment. For instance, I've been discussing the cost of things and how the Trump administration and the GOP House and Senate, they have to address these prices. And a common response from someone like you or me would be, what are these people, stupid? You're going to go vote Democrats who will make everything worse? They're going to make everything worse. What are you, an idiot? Why don't you understand? But you're weird. You know these things. Norm and Norma don't know this at all. People, the squishy middle that goes whichever way the wind happens to be blowing, you know what normally blows them one way or the other? It's not Kamala Harris, it's prices. It's how their immediate life is at this moment. I have a job. I have a little extra spending cash. In fact, taking my family to the beach. Can't wait. Christmas time. Might get my son a new PlayStation because life's been good this year. That guy's content. And when he votes, he's going to vote for generally what's already in there because he is content and happy. DR, these are things you worry about because you know that you're weird. That same guy, he's out of work, been shopping for a job for 3 months. Now he's embarrassed, has to go on unemployment. His wife just applied for SNAP. He had to inform his kids this morning. They're probably not going to get to go to grandma's for Thanksgiving this year. And Christmas may just be a card because we're having trouble making ends meet. That guy is angry. That guy is humiliated. And when that guy walks into the voting booth, that guy's voting for vengeance. Whoever's sitting in there, he's voting against them. I'm so mad about Joe Biden. I can't afford anything. I'm voting for Donald Trump because screw Democrats. We gave them all the power, and now I can't afford anything. We love that. We loved that a year ago when it was blowing our way. 1 year from now, when the midterm elections come, fair or unfair, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about me. 1 year from now, when the midterm elections come, if that guy doesn't have a job, if he has a severely underpaid job, now his wife is working two shifts, that guy is not going to vote for Republicans when he walks in the voting booth. He is going to take his anger out on the people he views as in charge. And you can yell the way you're yelling right now, but that's not totally fair. We don't even have the 60 votes in the Senate, but this, but yes, you're right. I'm not arguing with you. We're arguing. We're both arguing with someone who doesn't get it. And get it people always get frustrated with don't get it people. That's the most common thing in the world. Get it people, that when they talk to don't get it people, you just almost look at them like, what? What did you just say? Why did it? And then when you try to explain it to them, they almost want to change the subject because they're not interested in becoming get it people. It's maddening, right? It's the way it is. Don't get it people think a baby's a clump of cells. They do. The general public doesn't care about abortion. Isn't that so sad? They don't vote on it. They don't. That's why politicians generally don't run on it anymore. They don't care about the lives of unborn babies. Isn't that so insanely sad? But that's why we need preborn, of course. That's why we need an organization who will reach out to these young women and give them love, care, a free ultrasound so they can choose life. If she needs diapers, if she needs to... get away from an abusive spouse. Preborn is there to make sure that baby is brought into the world with love and care. That's what you do when you give to Preborn. $28 buys the ultrasound. Whatever you give them, though, is tax deductible, and you're going to want that 2 months from now. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Give. It's a good time of year to save a life. Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. We're going to talk about face talkers. What's appropriate etiquette during taps? What will Democrats do if they take the House and the Senate? All that and so much more still to come. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.